AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate is debating the John R. Lewis Voting Act, a top priority for both Democrats and civil rights leaders. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says Democrats have been forced to go it alone because Republicans are refusing to work with them.
We have tried for months to persuade our Republican colleagues to join us in supporting legislation, to work with us, to debate it. But what they do is they throw a wrench into the process, and then basically walk out that door and go home.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that refusal is one reason prospects for passage are slim.
Democrats simply don't have the votes to advance voting rights legislation amid unanimous GOP opposition in the evenly split Senate. It would be a devastating defeat enabled by two Democrats who refuse to back rules changes that would overcome a Republican filibuster.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the filibuster rules.
This is about one party wanting the power to unilaterally rewrite the rule book of American elections.
Amid concerns a Russian military buildup is a prelude to an invasion, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week, meeting with its president in a show of support. Blinken then goes on to meet his Russian counterpart in Geneva. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, says his country and Russia are planning joint military drills next month.
The maneuvers will be conducted on Belarus's western border and also in the country's south, where it borders Ukraine. Ukrainian officials have warned that Russia could launch an attack from various directions, including from the territory of Belarus. Russia has denied having plans to attack its neighbor and in turn has accused the Ukrainian leadership of hatching plans to use force.
This is AP News. New York City's mayor says he doesn't feel safe riding in the subways following a woman being pushed to her death in front of a train over the weekend. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Police say it was an apparent unprovoked attack. Michelle Goh pushed to her death by a homeless man in the Times Square subway station Saturday morning. Later, Mayor Eric Adams saying the subways were safe. Now,
we're going to make sure New Yorkers feel safe in our subway system, and they don't feel that way now. I don't feel that way when I take the train.
The latest incident came a week after the mayor and governor announced plans to boost subway policing and outreach to homeless people. Adams doubling down on that promise.
We know we have a job to do.
In recent months, there have been several instances of people being stabbed, assaulted, or shoved onto the tracks at stations in the Bronx, Brooklyn, and at Times Square. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.